It's pretty clear that we're all going to have to learn to live more like our ancestors did in the pioneer days. That's the focus of this podcast. Welcome, I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can follow my work at naturalnews.com. And I just interviewed David Dubine. I was just on with Alex Jones, and I interview a lot of experts. You know, I do hundreds of interviews each year. And from all the top people that I'm talking to, including Michael Yon and others, it's very clear to me that we have a convergence of multiple events that are conspiring to make our lives very difficult and to take away many of the modern conveniences that we have lived with our entire lives. For example, abundant food supplies, right? So that's going to get challenged here. Cheap, affordable fuel. That's already under a lot of stress. It's going to get quite a bit worse. But also, the entire era of low interest rates, which is cheap money or high liquidity from an economic standpoint and availability of money for lending or borrowing purposes, that era is also coming to an end. So if you think about it, we've been living in an era of artificial abundance for quite some time. That is artificially cheap food, artificially cheap fuel, and artificially cheap money. And now you might argue with me and say, well, it hasn't been artificially cheap. It's just been normal. It's just been natural. Well, I mean, you have a point. It's been natural for our lifetimes. But what I mean is, through human history, this isn't natural. You know, we've been living in an artificial era of very cheap food, for example, that's been based on the drawing up of water aquifers that are vanishing, and also of cheap energy, which of course is vanishing as well, as we are seeing right now in the Middle East. That era is coming to an end. And also, if you think about it, everything has been cheap for Americans since about 1971, relatively speaking, because we, as a country, we've been able to print dollars and export those dollars around the world and trade those dollars that we print for actual goods and services and commodities and oil and aluminum and fertilizer and everything else from all around the world. So we as Americans have lived through an era of engineered abundance that is not permanent, that cannot last. That's just the truth right there. That's just what it is. So I know it's hard to hear for a lot of us sometimes because we individually think, well, you know, life hasn't been that easy, actually. It's been hard to get ahead. Yeah, because your government's taxing you and taking half your money. That's what has made it difficult. Your government trying to, you know, basically pillage all the abundance that you have been able to accumulate through your hard work and your innovation and your savings, etc. But in the big picture, we've been living through the easy times, and the easy times are coming to an end. All at once, which is the really freaky part about this, it's all at once we're going to have this convergence. So there's never been a better time to be interested in off-grid living, resilience, self-reliance, etc. Notice that even my co-host of Decentralized TV, Todd Pittner, a few years ago, he made the very smart decision to install a food forest. And it cost him, you know, I don't know what it was, $20,000 or whatever. Out of that, he has recurring abundant food in his extra large backyard in Florida. That's a smart investment. That's the kind of investment that we all need to be looking at making. Because at the end of the day here, however many dollars you have in the bank, that doesn't feed you. It doesn't give you shelter. It doesn't give you power or energy or air conditioning or any of that stuff. It doesn't give you resilience or security. Money in the bank is going to be a lot less valuable, and real solutions in the real world, the 3D world, are going to be a lot more valuable in the years ahead. So investing in a food forest is one great idea. Let me give you a few others, and let me tell you some of what's coming up here. You know, I live on a ranch, and I believe in self-reliance as much as possible. I've already told you about how I store 500 gallons of diesel in a diesel tank, etc. Now I'm setting up some solar solutions, playing around with various solar possibilities here. And I'll be demonstrating that for you in the studio. We're going to charge up some old EV batteries, and we're going to test out some solar mounts and things like that. And we'll tell you how that goes. And some charge controllers, that kind of thing. Getting off grid with solar is now a great investment, because the EV battery technology is just now mature enough to be good, to be really good, where you can drive an EV, you can refuel it from sunshine at your home at zero incremental cost, versus, that is, you know, after you've made the investment in the solar system. But the sunshine doesn't cost you extra money each day. That sunshine is, of course, free. Versus going to a gas station or a diesel fuel pump and filling up with expensive, you know, combustion engine fuels. So keep that in mind. You'll be able to refill your vehicle for free. But there's more. We are going to be interviewing, or at least I'm attempting to set this up, an interview with a company that makes all-electric skid steers, which are these small machines that are used in construction and farming and ranching that have a bucket on the front. You know, sometimes they're called bobcats, but that's a brand name. That basic format is called a skid steer. And I did not even know that there were all electric skid steers in existence, because I have a skid steer. Actually, I have a tracked skid steer, which is technically called a compact track loader. And I do 1,000 things with that machine. I couldn't live on a ranch without that machine. Let me tell you, it is so incredibly handy, but it burns diesel. And now I'm finding out that there's all electric versions of this that are smaller and less expensive and, you know, inexpensive to operate, have almost no maintenance costs, etc. To me, that's pretty exciting. So I'm working to set up an interview with a maker of these electric skid steers to try to show you this new solution. Well, I don't know how new it is, but it's new to me. It's a solution where you could charge your, you know, your ranch equipment or your farm equipment with sunlight. You can have an electric skid steer that doesn't need any diesel at all. So whether diesel goes to $10 a gallon or 15 or maybe 20 one day, who knows? Depends on how long this war lasts, I think. No matter what the price of diesel, it doesn't matter to you. You can still charge your vehicles completely free, both your car and a skid steer. And there are even concept vehicles now. Oh, I should mention, you can also charge your power tools off of that. So imagine having a pretty small little solar setup, and you can charge your power tools, and you can charge even the batteries that run trimmers or even small lawnmowers, right? So you might wonder, well, how is this living like pioneers? Well, this is a new kind of pioneering. We have to get off grid. We have to become self-reliant. But of course, we're going to use whatever technology is available to us, just like our ancestors did. They weren't hesitant to use the best technology of the day, whatever that happened to be. You know, combustion engines at the time, when oil was very abundant and very cheap. That made a lot of sense, didn't it? Now, those days are shifting dramatically, and we have to think about what technology is available to us in our time. And now, that's solar, very efficient solar panels, new batteries that are coming out, 48-volt server rack batteries that have a much higher temperature profile. They can charge and discharge even up to 130 degrees Fahrenheit, which is really significant, especially if you live in southern states and you have batteries in a barn or a shed or an outbuilding or something like that. That makes a big difference. And we're going to take advantage of electric vehicles or electric farm equipment, whatever. And see, to me, though, it's not about just pushing green stuff. I know a lot of people are like, well, you should use all electric stuff because it's more green, because they believe in the climate cultism nonsense, which is complete nonsense. That's not where I'm coming from, obviously. I love CO2. CO2 is good for plants. It's good for crops. It's good for rainforests, you know? And we don't have enough CO2, but I'm really interested in self-reliance and being able to get off-grid. And because of these breakthroughs in batteries and storage technology and vehicles that are really recent, I mean, in the last year or two, in some cases, well, actually, yeah, in the last year, in many cases, because of that, it opens up a whole new world of possibilities for us to live off-grid like our pioneering ancestors did, but we don't have to live in off-grid poverty. You know, we don't have to have a mule and a wooden plow. We can charge from the sun and we can charge up the equipment that's going to help us live more productively and more off-grid, more decentralized. Now, I've talked about robotics before, and, you know, I'm not a fan of centralized robotics or anything like that, but I am a fan of the idea of decentralized robots, especially open source robots, robots that we can modify in terms of their programming, etc. And I think that's going to play a big role in pioneer living. I mean, think about it. You'll be pioneering with your robot, but it's still decentralized. You still will need solar power to charge the robots. So you're converting sunlight into labor now. That's huge. Never before in human history have you been able to turn sunlight into labor. Once we have robots that can do things like, you know, use a shovel, pick tomatoes, plant a garden, pick up trash, pull weeds, whatever. We've never been able to do that with sunlight before. So through solar power combined with these new technologies, we can be sort of very advanced pioneers. We can still live off-grid, but we can have vehicles and equipment and eventually some small electric tractors. That's going to happen. By the way, CATL, the Chinese company that has the battery technology and the vehicles, they just announced some big new deal that I think surpasses solid-state batteries. I don't even know all the specs yet, but it's something, it's some freaking amazing breakthrough that achieves very fast charging rate, which I don't care that much about that anyway, but a lot of people do. But more importantly, in my mind, is the number of cycles that the battery can handle and still retain its life. So they've been able to get some of these batteries up to 10,000 cycles right now. And I think this new one is going to support even more than that. It might go to 20,000 cycles. You know, the Donut Lab company is claiming 100,000 cycles, but nobody believes that because there's no way they could have tested it by now. It hasn't been enough time. But 10,000 cycles or even 20,000 cycles, yeah, I can believe that. And if that's the case, then that means that you'll be able to buy batteries that will last essentially a lifetime or most of a lifetime. You only have to buy them once. And then that will power your tractor, your skid steer. You'll be able to move dirt around your ranch and you'll pay zero for fuel costs. So that's where, see, we're still going to have the old world wisdom of how do you grow food and how do you save seeds? How do you do food preservation and canning or salting or fermenting, pickling, whatever. We're going to need the old world knowledge and skills combined with new modern technology that converts sunlight into all these different forms of effort that we want to use to get things done. Transportation, robotics, labor, you know, moving dirt, whatever. So this is happening now. It's actually pretty exciting that just as the centralized world of oil and natural gas and fertilizer is breaking down, as that world is breaking down, this other new world of potential solutions of battery technology and far better solar technology, far more affordable solar, etc., all of this is arriving on the scene at about the same time, giving us an alternative, giving us a way to invest some money into some equipment and to be able to live more off-grid than ever before. Now, of course, for those who are living in absolute poverty, they don't have any savings, they don't have any ability to take out a loan or whatever, they're going to be stuck in a cycle of poverty because they won't have the help of the robotic magnification of your labor. They won't be able to buy a system that allows them to charge their vehicles for free. They'll be stuck paying into, you know, the fossil fuel system, or paying rent, or paying for food instead of growing some portion of their own food. You, on the other hand, once you make these investments in whatever infrastructure is suitable for you, you'll be able to produce food at very low cost, or to produce labor at low cost, or to, you know, get things done, build projects, whatever it takes, or engage in transportation at very, very low cost. So it's critical to be able to have those assets. That's why I say save in gold and silver right now. And then when the time comes, you swap out the gold and silver for a solar system, let's say. Or you swap out the gold and silver for an open source robot once that technology is proven. Or you swap out gold and silver for an electric tractor that you can charge off your solar panels. That would be a small tractor, don't get me wrong. It may only run for an hour or 2 hours, and then you have to recharge it. But you could still get things done. When I'm on my machines, I'm usually on them for less than an hour. I'm not sitting on a machine or a tractor for 8 hours a day, because I'm not a farmer. You know, I'm not farming hundreds of acres. That sounds like work. You know, I'm having fun. I'm growing food. I'm, you know, building projects, doing cool stuff. You're not going to need to sit on a machine for 8 hours in order to grow food. You only need it here and there. You need intermittent usage. So a small solar system is perfectly suited for that. So here's what I'm going to do. Again, it's the fusion of pioneering wisdom from our ancestors combined with modern technology and breakthroughs in battery and solar storage technology. I'm going to set up a pilot project for you in the studio. I'm going to show you what I've done and the choices that I've made, and we'll give you a look at that, and you can see if that makes sense for you. At the same time, I'm going to continue to assess this. I'm staying on top of all the new technology, all the new products. I'm going to spend quite a lot. I'll probably spend, just for the pilot project, I'll spend like $15,000 or maybe, yeah, probably around that, just to set it up and make sure everything's working correctly. And I'll show you that, and you'll get to see what I'm doing that's working, or maybe some things that are not working, and I'll share all that with you. Now, some of you are way ahead of me on all of this, by the way. I recognize that. Some of you are already rocking, you know, full off-grid systems and whatever. That's awesome. I admire that, believe me. I've been trying to do this for 20 years, and the tech just hasn't been there until just now. Just now. And I'm not even waiting for the sodium ion batteries now, because the lithium ion has a higher temperature tolerance, which was one of my main concerns before. And they have a higher cycle count support, you know. So anyway, everything has come around to this moment in history when we need this technology the most. But in the meantime, save money in gold and silver. At least that's my strategy. Save it in gold and silver. And then when the time comes, you can sell the gold and silver for the cash, you know, the dollars, and then you can wire the dollars to the solar company or the robot company or whatever. Ultimately, you're going to trade gold for robots, or gold for tractors, or gold for, you know, solar systems, whatever. That's ultimately what you're going to do. If you want to get gold right now, talk to our gold sponsor. Metalswithmike.com is how you get there. That'll take you to Battalion Metals, which is co-founded by Tucker Carlson. Battalion Metals, I've worked with that family, those people, for 7 years now, I think it is. High integrity, 100% trustworthy. That's where I get metals. You can buy them, you can take possession, or you can have them vault the gold and silver for you. Either way, and they have high security vaults that are off the banking grid, so it's not, you know, federal regulators don't control their vaults, thank God. So if you want to vault it, they're a good choice. That's metalswithmike.com. And then I'll keep you plugged in with everything I'm playing around with, all the experiments. You can follow me at brightvideos.com. You can read my articles at naturalnews.com. If you see something that you want to do, I'll give you my, you know, who I bought from or who I trust or who I don't trust, whatever. You can obviously make up your own mind and do what's right for you. But by holding your value in gold and silver, you will make sure that you don't keep having an erosion of the value of your savings. And I don't trust the banks. I don't trust the stock market. I don't trust treasuries. I don't trust IOUs, basically. I don't trust IOUs. Like, I'd rather have the gold and silver vaulted where it's physical, where it's real, where it's actually, you know, it's got my name on it. There it is. I don't trust IOUs, which is what the stock market is and brokerage houses and banks. They're basically just IOUs. I don't trust that. And if you're like me, then you probably want to get gold and silver and take possession of it and then have enough. You know, have $100,000 of gold or silver if you can afford that, even a couple hundred thousand if you can afford that, so that you can make these choices as opportunities arise and as new technology becomes available. You're going to be pioneering high-tech but off-grid living. See, that doesn't fit neatly into a box that people are normally familiar with, but it is a real thing. So high-tech but off-grid decentralized living. I'm an advocate of all that. So stay tuned. You can follow my videos at brightvideos.com and you can follow my articles at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, and don't forget, if you want food supplies, shop with us at healthrangerstore.com, where we've got the food, heavy metals tested, glyphosate tested, certified organic, almost all of it, ultra clean foods, plus personal preparedness, you know, iodine and so much more, essential oils, healing herbs, all kinds of things, healthrangerstore.com. Get yourself ready for what's coming. Thank you for listening, and take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.